Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! Going on, car guys and car gals. It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, live and excited to brew with you. We have an incredible guest that we are so excited to have inside of the cafe today, and we can't wait for you to brew with us. But do us a favor. What's going on, Don Graff? The man himself is already inside of the cafe. That's what's up. You must know some good coffee when you smell it. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Well, let's
go
brew.
Ahead and help us out, Solutionaries, and tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share.
Let's get this message out here. Folks, let's make sure that people know that we have a Solutionary in the building. This person, man, the first time I ever saw her, I remember going, who is that? There's something about her. There was an energy coming off. And I was like, there's something special. And then I had a conversation with her. And then I was like, wow, she not only is she special, but she's kind. She's opening. She's welcome to different people. I was like, man, this is a special person. And then I found out what she does. And I was like, oh, wow. And then I found out what she did. And I was like, oh, man. And man, the list keeps going on and on. This Solutionary brings so many things to this industry that are amazing and just such a value to everybody and to our audience. I'm excited to have her on. You guys see the name right below Lou right now. I think a lot of us know who she is. She's been just donning some stages lately, been speaking and just bringing so much great information to the industry. Folks, I'm excited to have her on the show. Lou, I know you are too. Tell me a little bit how you're feeling.
I'm pumped up about it because it's been a little while since we brewed a good batch of car gal coffee, and we are excited to get the word out there for everybody. So without further ado, I know you may not know where it is that I am right now. We'll show you all where it is that we are, where we are live and where we are having some fun right now, where some big things are happening for great dealers in the industry. But before we go ahead and go into that, let's go ahead and make sure that we welcome in
the one,
the only
Danielle.
Welcome to the show. Excited that you're here. Come on up on this. There we go. There she is. What's up?
I am just so excited. I'm hyped right now. You guys got me wanting to move and make some moves and brew some coffee.
Let's go.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
Let's go. And I know you're no stranger to making sure you get that energy, that you get hyped up for things. You're an amazing person to watch on stage, walk around even at a convention, and just do what you do. But man, I've seen some footage of you playing some tennis in the past, and we'll get into that later. But I'm telling you, she was a fierce competitor. She was no joke. And I love some of the stories you put out about how it all started, how you hit different like roadblocks and you just kept pushing and going harder and finding ways to get better. And that's what life's about. And that's why you're a Solutionary. And that's why I'm excited to have you on the show today. You're phenomenal. So thank you for being here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the party. Welcome to the party. And Solutionaries, all of you that are in here, do us a favor and make sure that you do welcome her in here with a coffee cup emoji, whether you're catching this on the replay or you're catching this live right now. Go ahead and throw her a couple hand claps and a coffee cup emoji, and let's get ready to brew this five-liner. It is five-liner time, but you all know the deal. We can't do that until we forgive, focus, fly. But before we do that, let's talk about where we are forgive, focusing, flying in location. So we have divided the team to where Fred is inside of Illinois' Brewing Solutions to make sure that an F&I director is doing the absolute best that store has ever seen. While we are right here inside of the Rise and Grind studio of Mr. Glenn Lundy himself, as he is hosting the 800% Elite Dealers Retreat here inside of lovely Lexington, Kentucky. And inside of that, because we are Solutionaries, we adapt and make sure that no matter what, we are brewing solutions with the best, no matter where we are. And today is no exception to that. We are going to make sure that we keep the Solutionary brews going. Right, Fred?
Oh, you already know. And you already know. Folks, we're traveling everywhere. We're doing a lot of things. I do want to throw out a quick reminder before we get into this Forgive, Focus, Fly. Check this out. That's right. We got a great session coming up at NADA on Tuesday. So make sure you guys be there or be square, right? So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's watch your language, because it matters, my friends, because it really does. Every way, the way we interact with our teammates, the way we interact with our clients, the way we interact with ourselves, our internal dialogue matters. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to have some dealer mastermind going on. So bring it all, my friends. But man, let's get it started. Let's forget Focus Fly, and let's highlight this rock star we have in the building today, Ms. Danielle. Let's forget Focus and Fly. You know the moves. First thing you're going to do is you're going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. Go ahead, Lou.
You're going to focus on where it is that you can go, who it is that you can help, and what you want to get done and dream for today. And then you stretch out in faith and you get ready to fly so that you can keep growing and keep growing. And that is how we make sure that we keep growing. We drop those F-bombs, everybody. You know the deal. And we are excited to be able to do that.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Let's go ahead and forgive Focus Fly. On three, everybody. One, two, three, forgive.
Forgive.
Focus,
fly, and keep growing. That's right.
Here we go, everybody. Let's do this. Five line of time, baby. Let's go.
I love it. We're so excited to have you on the show, Danielle. Seriously, and literally, your reputation precedes itself, but I got to meet you in person. I've got to see you a few times. I've seen you on stage right in front of me, but having conversation with you is where it was at for me. Every time I talked to you, I was just like, man, that's an awesome soul right there. So I'm excited to have you here. But I know there's reasons behind that. There's a reason why you got to where you're at today. I love that. So we want to dig into that a little bit. We're going to start with the very first question. And this question is where it all starts, your why. I know you posted about that yesterday. So I get to talk about my why, and I'm excited to hear your why. What drives you, Danielle, every single day to get up and just be the best version of yourself, literally since you were born? What's going on?
So my why is something that makes you really passionate. It almost makes you want to cry because it's something that I care so much about. And what I do and what I focus on is really helping people reach their potential. Because I feel like everybody has a potential within them, but they don't know what their potential is. So what I like to do with my interactions with people, if I get to work with people directly, is help them unlock their potential by having a champion's mindset. And by doing that and seeing the effect of that and seeing so many people reach levels beyond what they thought that they could do, that's what brings me the biggest joy. I just want to do that across the world, is help people reach past their potential.
Is that all? Is that all? No.
Just is that all you want to do?
Amazing.
I'm just saying, like, wow.
Let's go.
What a purpose. What a purpose. You know, I had a feeling that's why we felt so connected with you, is that's our dream too. That's not a dream. That's what we're doing. And that's what you're doing. All right. And I love that. And what a goal to have. And that's something that you can do the rest of your life. That's not something that you achieve and it's done. No, you can keep going and going. And you have so many opportunities to be able to help people. And I love that. I think that comes from a lot of experience. And I'm sure Lou knows what I'm talking about.
It takes one to know one, right? Solutionary is the deal. Who's out there and who's making some big things happen inside of the industry. The same things are happening right here with this solutionary, because she's turning it outward. She's trying to turn outward what it is that she's trying to cultivate, which makes the other people around her focus inward and be able to see who it is that they are and what they have the potential to bring. And being the light bearer that she is, folks, that just makes the other lights come alive. You know the deal. It takes one fire to get a bigger fire going, right? And we just keep sharing that light until it's so massive that it can't be ignored. And sister, you can't be ignored anymore, right? There's so many people, I'm sure that you're starting to feel it, the clamoring, the more questions, the, hey, tell me more about this. And as much as you're going to have those opportunities and you're going to keep doing that, we want to make sure that we keep out there the core, like the inside of the cherry of the coffee tree, okay, which is that coffee bean. And we want to grind out understanding a little bit more about the solutionary and how you made it to where it is that you are. So what was it that brought you to this incredible industry of automotive?
That is a great story. Okay, so let's take it back. Take it way back. Okay. I was a professional tennis player. For those of you that don't know, I was able to play on tour for about 10 and a half, 11 years. And when I retired from the sport of tennis, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I immediately went into real estate because I thought, hey, I could be a realtor. I could do that. Did that for a little bit. I realized that was not my passion. But how I came into the automotive space is happenstance. Literally, I was working actually in rental cars. I was managing a rental car fleet for 6 rental car. And I got a call from a individual who was working for a company called CarNow, which you guys know really well. They said, hey, I think you'd be a good fit for this. And that was my bridge into space. And ever since I got in the space, I became addicted to automotive. And here, let me tell you why. Automotive is very similar to tennis in the sense of we are trying to compete with one another. Every dealership, every dealer person wants to be the best. If they don't want to be the best, they're not the right one. But everybody wants to be the best, but you have to be cordial with who you interface with. We all go to conferences. We all interact with one another. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to beat you. You're trying to beat me. We're pushing each other. That is very much like sports, like tennis. So I found myself in an environment surrounded by a bunch of people who are very competitive. I'm extremely competitive. And I was like, I could live here for a bit. I could do this. And now it's just become addicting for me. I love the automotive space. And I love being able to help dealers across the country do what they do and be better.
Oh, wow. 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 Now, that's called mic drop moments right there. Like, I'm telling you, thank you, CarNow. Thank you so much for reaching out to
her
and showing her the light. Yeah, dabbled in it. You tiptoed in it when you got into the rental stuff, and then you were able to get into the retail side of it, and boom, you found passion. You found a way to be able to stay competitive, and it's constantly competitive edge. I read a couple of your posts, and one of your posts you talked about you would get to a certain level, and you thought you were great, and then you went and played against a world champion, then you realize, oh, my God, I need to take it to another level. Then you trained even harder, but then you reach that level, and then you realize, oh, there's another wall for me to hit. I need to keep going. That's what this industry is about. Listen, folks, we can't rest on our laurels. We got to keep growing. We got to look for ways to get better. We got to forgive, focus, fly, because there's going to be days we're going to make mistakes. Things that we did in the past that worked don't work today sometimes. That's not always the case. A lot of things still work. But there's so many new ways of doing things, new ways of engaging people that you really got to figure that stuff out. And I tell you, you definitely bring a fresh breath into this business. And I love that you did that. I love that you bring in and that you compared it to tennis. And I agree with you. I talk about it all the time with the people I get to train is how important it is to understand this is a competitive thing. We are friends. We are a team here. But there's a competitive. Me and Lou, when we were on the sales floor, we were bros, like homies. But I still wanted to beat him every month. Right. To this day, we get on a basketball court. I want to beat him. We play pickleball. I want to beat him. Whatever it is, we're going to do it. But it's out of love. And if you're not like that, like you said, what are you doing? Why even try? Where's the passion at? And there's a lot of dealers. We love you all. You guys got to find that passion. If you don't have it, then find somebody in your dealership that does and let them take charge, because you want to make sure your dealership's growing. That's how you retain customers. That's how you retain employees. And that's how you're profitable year over year.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show.
So love this. Love this.
So true. So true. And welcome. I joined the chorus of car guys and car gals that say welcome. And thank you so much for, again, CarNow, for recognizing and giving the opportunity. But isn't that some of the great passion inside of this business is that we get the chance to unlock something inside of people that never even thought of this industry before. And inside of that, it gets the chance to see a superstar emerge where you may have never found this path. And we love it that there's more people like the Tim Coxes out there that are able to say, hey, there's something inside of you. Let this industry help to pull it out. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come to a place where we're always looking for the next incredible person in the industry instead of thinking that they all made it. No, there's more, right? There's so many more. Heck yeah. Awesome. That's awesome.
No, and it really is. There is so much more. I'm loving where you're going with this. You're bringing in a dynamic. Your why is powerful. And having more people in our industry that have that type of why, that the purpose is to just make people better and encourage people to grow and to do the right things and to get to a level that's understanding that it's a constant improvement. It's not just one time and you're good. You got to constantly grow. And that's the key. You've done it your whole life. When you realize that's why you're excelling where you're at now. And I love that. Along the way, you've had people who've helped you. I'm not saying that they did your work, but there's people who've given you tips, ideas, whether it could be your parents or you growing up. It could be your coaches when you were playing tennis. I'm sure you have some great coaches throughout the years. As a matter of fact, I know you did. But also the people that have been along the way throughout automotive. I know there's people. And then some people that you never meet. Some people you just read their book and they are like mentors to you, right? So my question for you is, in your career, in your life, it doesn't matter if you weren't, who have been some of the greatest mentors to you?
Oh, wow. That is an amazing question because I'm so passionate about the importance of having a mentor. And like you mentioned, so many mentors that people have, they don't even know them directly. Maybe they saw them on YouTube or they listened to their material. For me, I want to break this down. Maybe I'm going to give you three. I'm going to give you three key mentors that I feel have really impacted me. Two that you guys can look into and maybe one you'll have to just connect with on LinkedIn because he's not like out there like that. Number one, the first mentor that has really impacted me in my career was actually Sheryl Sandberg, who used to be at Facebook and Google and all these places. I read her book, Lean In, early on in my career. And by reading that book, it really allowed me to see myself at a higher level from a businesswoman, from a corporate standpoint. I started viewing things differently. And that was actually a really big mentor for me. I still put it out there into the universe. I'm going to meet her one day and tell her how she impacted my life. So that's number one. Number two, let me think of a mentor that is really impactful for me. I'll put this out there. This is actually Grant Cardone, surprisingly. Grant Cardone has been a mentor of mine who I haven't had the chance to meet, had the chance to work with the 10X crew and all of that. They were the ones who actually planted the idea in my head to create my business Headstrong and to 10X my business. I went to his conference every single year for the past 4 years, and every year I've been that much better. So what he teaches, what he preaches, everything about you have to draw attention, you got to get an audience, you got to get people to know your name. These are the things that I've done and I've seen the results tenfold from it. So he's a huge mentor of mine. And the last mentor I'm going to give is actually an automotive mentor who works within the company that I work with at Upstart. His name is actually Kevin Kohlmeyer, and he is the director of OEMs at Upstart. He was one of my initial bosses when I joined Upstart. And what I love about Kevin Kohlmeyer was, when you guys get to know me a little bit better, you'll know that I'm really OCD when it comes to planning, knowing things in advance, knowing what to expect, being prepared. It comes from my athlete background. It comes from always wanting to practice before playing, all of that. And what Kevin gave me was a different skill set, which is being able to be good on the fly, being able to get thrown into a scenario and being able to just perform and be ready, because you always have to stay ready so you never have to get ready. That's been my mentality now, because I used to always have to prepare for every little speech I did or interview like this. I used to have to know everything in advance. By way of him putting me in environments and throwing me in the pool and being like, Danielle, you're ready, just go. It allowed me to trust my skill set and trust my ability. So no matter what I do now, I feel like I'm going to be fine and I can do it by way of what he instilled in me. So I give him a lot of credit for that, among a lot of other things. But those are three key mentors that I have.
I'm going to drop.
Wow. I got, hit her with that, dude. Seriously, clap that up.
Come on.
Seriously, and more so than the mentors, the reasons why they were your mentors. Phenomenal. Yes. Yeah. Each one did something different for you in your career as you were moving up and inspired you. I got to give a lot of credit to Grant Cardone, too. I've met Grant Cardone. I've had the pleasure, but I've never even had a chance to tell him is that the whole reason I even started the show or even started making steps towards it or even getting on social media at all 3 years ago, almost three and a half, was because of him. Him and Gary Vaynerchuk. They talked about just blast it out there. You got to let people know there's some stuff's going to be good. Some stuff's not going to be. It doesn't matter. You need to get your name out there. You could ask Lou. I went crazy. I didn't know what I was doing, and I just listened to them. And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It really worked. And it does. It is. It's about that consistency and it's about that abundancy, right? It's just constantly doing it. And then eventually it just takes hold of stuff.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Solutionaries.com. Back to the show.
Let's go.
I love that you talked about that, but I love your most recent mentor. And I think that's great that they taught you that skill, or at least encouraged you to flourish in that skill. Because a lot of people do really good planning. Being an athlete, I agree. There's a lot, and Lou knows, and I like to plan things too, but I'm also very good on the fly. That's a skill set that helps me a lot in sales, right? Being able to talk to people helps me a lot doing a podcast show, or even getting on a stage and talking sometimes, because some of you've been up there, you can have a whole game plan on what you want to talk about. All of a sudden it goes a different direction, but that's okay. Yep. Because that's where you feel your audience, you know what's happening, right? So you're like, that's great. So being able to have those skills and being able to share those skills, because I know one day you're going to mentor people, and with you, I know you already are, but if you're going to be mentoring people, giving them the same skill sets and explaining to them how it worked for you. And it's great that not only did you apply it, but you consistently apply it. And that's something that other mentors do. And that's why I look towards people, because it's not just that they did it once. I want to see people. I want to be mentored by people who do it all the time. And those and those names you listed all the time. And that's what makes them special. So, yeah, phenomenal stuff here.
Having people like that to lean into, to glean from, and that, and even Glenn is a huge one for us. He's always consistent. And just one of his most recent shows, he talked about, if you can see it in them, then it's in you, the good and the bad. Right. And inside of that, there's this aspect, and even detach back to your why. You see great inside of people because of what's glowing inside of you. But you said, you talked about the stay ready, and you don't got to get ready. That's the same.
I love that.
As a soldier, right? That's the same as a soldier has to be, an elite athlete has to be, a performing solutionary sales pro. That's how you have to be. You stay ready, then you don't have to get ready. Absolutely love that. I think Andy Mineo might even have that inside of a song too, right? But if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Might want to write that down, everybody. Go ahead and pull it out.
I'm going to tell you, you might see me post a picture of Danielle with that quote right there, just because that is how impactful that was. Seriously, Danielle, that's some really good stuff there. And I'm so glad that you expressed that, but I'm so glad that you gathered that from your mentors, because I know that's why you're excelling, because you take those tips and you actually apply. And that's the difference between people who do and don't, is that the people who do, they apply. And that's where it's at right there. Amen to that. That's so awesome.
So with that, Danielle, so you stay ready, you don't got to get ready, but all of these different lessons don't just always come with the fun and the glory. It's not always hands up. It's actually a lot of sweat. It's a lot of tears. It's a lot of, I don't want to. It's a lot of, why am I doing this? It's a lot of, what the heck is going on, right? And on all aspects, whether on the tennis court or inside or on this field of the industry that we're in. But for you, up to this point, I know that you've had a lot of lessons. You've had to have had a lot of lessons, because you're somebody that consistently keeps finding yourself training and getting better and learning something new, which is what solutionaries do. But what for you has been the hardest lesson that you've had to take on so far up to now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like there's two big lessons here. I'm going to give you the first one, tied to the industry, because we are talking about that. I'd say the biggest lesson that I've had to take on is going into, I work with so many dealers across the country, my team and I, and the biggest disconnect that we see is like when you go into a dealership and they've signed up for our solution because they see value in it, or they see the potential of what it could do. But then when we meet with their team and their own management or leadership doesn't want to embrace the change, and they are like the hindrance to it being a success. So I find so many times the lessons are in having to spend time with the management, having to spend time with the sales managers, the general managers, the boots on the ground, who's going to be ensuring that this is a success, and getting them in the right mindset to roll this out. It's not just a set it and forget it. It's not just a buy it and leave it alone. It's a, let me break it down. This is a whole change, but a good change and a culture change. So I love doing it, because it all comes back to leadership, which is what another thing that you'll find that I'm extremely passionate about is leadership. Everything rises and falls with leadership. So if you're going to roll something out with your store, you have to buy into it, and you have to say, this is what we're doing. Get with it or get left. This is the thing we're doing. And I'm there to support you through it. I'm there to give you the tools and the talk tracks and everything you need. But you have to be the leader to hold your team accountable. If your team is running you, you are not winning. So that is what I find more times than not is a lesson that I deal with. And I know you guys are falling over there, because you preach the same things.
Amen. Yes, we do. Wow. But you say it so amazingly. I almost want to just take this track, what you just said, and show it to everybody I train. Hey, watch
that. Okay, feel free.
Yeah, we will.
This is what I do every day, and this is what I train my team to do every day, because it's so much more than just implementing a process or a technology. Sure. It's everything beyond that. And if the person who's doing that, the manager, the GM, the sales manager, really has that, it's going to succeed. That's why you see Patrick Abbott and his team doing so well. The leadership is top notch from the top down. So it's just, those are the things that make a difference.
That is, there's something that you're saying there, and that's a, there's an acronym that we have, especially being the coffee guys that we are, and that's, it's an acronym, which is BEAN, B-E-A-N. And the first part of that, the number one key in order for you to be the BEAN, to be the one that transforms the environment around you, is you have to believe. We have to make believers out of our people. We have to make believers out of those that we're leading. We have to make believers out of our customers. We have to make believers out of the market. We have to make believers out of ourselves. We have to make ourselves believe that we can achieve the things that we've never done before. We haven't seen somebody do before. Technology hasn't been here before. We have to believe for us activating our superpowers with the superpowers of technology, but then also understanding that at heart, no matter what the technology is, whoever gets in this plane has to believe that it's going to get us where we're supposed to go. And take your seat. Stop squirming. Buckle up. Get in there and let's go. Because if you're up and you're squirming and you're running around, we ain't taking off, right? We can't leave. And inside of that, so now, well, I'm worried about what's happening inside of the cabin. I can't see. It doesn't matter. Do you believe that you're going to get there or you're not? You do? All right, sit down, take your seat. Because remember, in our world, everybody has their assigned seat. Everybody has a seat at the table, right? And inside of that, we have to make sure that we do subject ourselves to believing who it is that we're following. If we don't, then nobody's going to go anywhere. And you leaders out there, make sure that the people that you that are following you believe what you're saying and can convey that. And if you need some help for that, we know some certified solutionaries that can help you out in getting that language across to your people, but they have to believe. So be the BEAN and yes, believe. Come on. That's an incredible lesson, Danielle. Thank you so much for that. That's right inside of the cups we like to pour into. Come on.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
I love it. Can I add one more thing? See, I wore my cape for y'all today. I wore my cape for y'all today because sometimes you got to put a cape on because we fight in some battles. Whether it be, we fight in some battles sometimes. So I wore my cape. And sometimes when I go into some dealerships, I put my cape on because I know I'm going to be in for it. But we about to take it there. But I'm going to help them be their best. And that's where I get passionate.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, see. Again, she does it again. Say,
Brad, that was amazing. That was
That's
amazing.
Again. She does it again. Right?
It doesn't get more super than that. Wow.
It doesn't. I got to send her a Subprime Hero shirt just because now she earned it right there.
I'll wear it.
That's right. We'll make sure you get swagged out with some Car Guy copy stuff all day for sure. We appreciate you so much. Man, this is, man, I really, these questions and these answers that we've had from you have been phenomenal so far. I got to tell you, I'm so excited about what you said. I think our audience is going to really love it. So whether you're watching this live right now, my friends, or if you're watching this on the replay, if you know somebody that needs to hear this, share it to them. Tag them in this post. I'm telling you, it's important. Now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, same thing, friends, share this out. I know that we got a huge audience on the podcast level. I can't wait for you all to hear this too, but this is some great stuff, my friends. This is phenomenal. And you all, if you're watching it, you see this, but if you're hearing it, you should see the cape she's got on. It's fly. I'm just saying, she's looking ready to come in and do some business, right? You know what I'm saying? Just come in there and knock it out. So I'm excited about that. So along the way, we've talked about your why. We got into what brought you into this industry, which we're so thankful. Way to go, Car Now. Way to tap the shoulder and say, hey, come on this way. We talked about mentors, and you brought up three amazing mentors. And but more importantly, like I said, why they were mentors to you. We talked about your hardest lesson, right? So this rounds us up to number five. It's our fifth question. Woo! what has been your greatest reward for everything that you've done up to this point in your career?
Okay, I have something really recent I can give you, but it's impactful. Let's bring it there. So
let's go.
You guys know this because you were there, but recently at the end of March, I had the opportunity to be a opening keynote speaker for Digital Dealer Tampa. And
that's right.
I had the opportunity to speak to an audience full of dealers for the first time in that kind of a way, where it was just me talking to them directly about some things that were a little bit uncomfortable to hear, and also challenge them in some ways that they probably weren't used to being challenged. And what I was really excited about was, after that session, getting so much feedback from dealerships in the room, other vendors in the room, other partners in the room, OEM people in the room, and just people saying, wow, we heard your message and it was really good. And wow. For me, that was the most gratifying feeling, because I've been in this industry for so long. I've been screaming on top of mountaintops for so long. And to the dealers I work with, they know me, I hold them accountable and I make them be better. But to hear it on a scale like that and to get that feedback, for me, that was a huge accomplishment. It just shows that I got to keep going and I got to get on more stages. So that's what I'm trying to do.
There's no doubt you're going to be on more stages. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And congratulations on that. And yes, we were there. And that is amazing. And it was good to run into you there, too. We were sitting there watching that little dealer roundtable thing where they're going around.
That was so cool.
It really was. But you're going to don a lot more stages as time goes by. This greatest reward that you had for this, it's massive. It's a great reward for us in the industry, for those dealers to be able to hear what you had to tell them. And the thing is, you can go up and speak about what's great, what's good, but how about go up and be real with people? These dealers, they need the realness. They need to know what's really happening. They don't need to be inflated or anything like that. They need to be shown what really is going down in their business. And if that's what's going to make them better. And that goes all the way back to your why. And I love that, right? So this is just full circle. And I love that you were here explaining this to us. Greatest reward. I can't wait to see what when we do the follow-up, I got to ask you this question again. Because I already know it's going to be something powerful. Bigger. So it's going to be huge.
I'm excited.
This has been an incredible five-liner, which we completely expected that. We were totally pumped up and ready for that. We didn't know that we were going to have a superwoman jumping up in here with
us. That's what's fly.
She took it to the next level, and we did expect an upgrade to the quality of solutions that we've been brewing. And we thank you so much, everybody that's been being in here throughout this conversation. We see you, Tracy. We see you, Facebook user. We see you, LinkedIn users. We see all of you out there. And we're so thankful that you've taken the time to brew with us. Now, if you want to get a hold of Danielle, how do they go ahead and do that?
Apparently it's right here, but if you're listening and you're hearing us right now, the best place to connect with me and to see everything that I got going on is actually on LinkedIn. So connect with me on LinkedIn. That opens up everything that I got going on. I'm a busy lady. I got my own podcast called the Headstrong Podcast. I have my own company, the Headstrong Company. And essentially it's a mindset mentoring company where I help companies and individuals reach their potential using things like LinkedIn and branding themselves. So that's a huge passion of mine. And then also, if you're a dealership and you're in need of a revamp, reach out to me. I can help you. I can make your process better. And I can do that through the amazing people at Upstart that I get a chance to work with. So definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. That's going to be your number one place. It's just Danielle M. Walden, and I'll pop up.
Boom. Very simple. Very easy.
Now you know.
Now you know. And man, we were so honored and blessed to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. I know you're a busy lady. Literally, she's fit us in between two meetings. So thankful that you were able to do that for us. And have a beautiful day. Have a great one. Lou, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us. It's not just car guy coffee jargon. You have definitely upgraded the quality of brew. And we're so thankful again for you to be able to add to the giant pot of Cargill Coffee. There are so many great things that are happening for the women in automotive right now. There are so many pioneers, so many people that are rocking their capes just like Danielle. And as much as we want to make sure that we just welcome so many people in there, there is a lot of intent that we want to make sure that young women, not so young women, whatever kind of women, find their way to this incredible industry and bring what it is that is specific to them. Because like we said earlier, everybody has a seat. Come in here. If you see Danielle exploding, making big things happen, rocking microphones, brewing solutions, you know you can do the same thing too for this industry. And we need you. You.
That's right.
We want
all you all. Every one of y'all. If you guys are ready to get headstrong, reach out to Danielle. She'll get you there. I promise you. That's what she's all about. Her number one reason, her why, where it all started, my friends. She finds, she sees the greatness in you, and she's going to help you develop. So reach out to her. I'm going to tell you, it'll change your life. Just having conversation with her and just knowing her changed my life. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time you've given us. I love the energy that you have. Thank you for rocking the cape today. That's what it's all about. We all have superhuman powers, and we know what yours is. It's helping others grow and reach their potential. So let's go.
Heck yeah.
That's right.
Let's go. Thank you, guys. Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again for coming on to the show. And before we head out, we got to throw them out there one more time. Let's forgive, focus, fly, and keep doing solutions. On three, one, two, three, forgive.
Forgive.
Focus.
Fly.
And keep growing.
Thank you so much, all you solutionaries, for brewing with us. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one.
The only.
Danielle
Walden. Walden, let's go.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody. See you soon.